Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions, we get in work questions, and we get in super ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you would actually be extremely cool. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says Ask Us Anything, and put stuff in there. I mean, we get some bonkers stuff. So let's jump into it. Let's do the work question first. We got a question from Jenny from Lockhart, Texas. Lockhart, Texas. I know nothing about Lockhart, Texas, but I feel like Texas, you all probably barbecue a lot. This is just on my mind because I was just at a barbecue. And this is, I don't know if everyone else, this has got to be what everyone else is like. So I got a burger and I walked away from the dude that was grilling it, whatever. I was with some friends. They go, oh, that's all that you got? And some people are like two burgers on the thing. Some people are like a hot dog, two burgers, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll get some more food or I don't know. And they were like shaming me. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, if I was at a restaurant and I was like, can I have two burgers, please? Everybody'd be like, you're a farm animal. Like, what's wrong with you? But when you're at a barbecue, it's like, there are no rules. It's like, you need to have two burgers, three hot dogs, chicken, corn on the cob. And then you're like, that's your appetizer. Like, what's wrong with us? I don't know. Meanwhile, fast forward, I did have two burgers. So I am a farm animal. Who cares? Anyway, Jenny, what is your question? Well, how do I wind up talking about this? I don't know. Jay, love the show. Oh, thank you. But we are a nonprofit and wonder if these tips that you mentioned apply to us too. You know, that's an excellent question. And this is probably the number one thing I get in terms of feedback on this show is, hey, great tips, but I'm in, you know, B2B healthcare, or I'm in a boring regulated industry, or I'm in nonprofit, or I'm this, or I'm that. And what you just talked about, does that even apply to me? And the answer is, I would say 99% of the time, everything that I talk about applies to everybody. And why is that? I'm going to give you some examples and some tactics that I think you should be testing for each category broken down specifically, and nonprofit being one of them. But in general, we have to always remember something. We are marketing to people. Now more than ever, with this AI tidal wave of generic garbage and everyone pumping out the sameness all over the place, regardless of industry, regardless if you're a business-to-business marketer or a consumer marketer, everybody's pumping out volumes and volumes of sameness and generic garbage. So the more that we actually insert humanity into our marketing, the more that we can break through, the more that we're getting sales and customers and pipeline and awareness. So this idea that, hey, do these tips apply to what I do? Yes, because at the end of the day, you want to, every time you hit send on an email or you post a social post or you do whatever, you want to be thinking about who is the person I am marketing to, not the business. You're not marketing to a business. You're not marketing to a target audience. You're marketing to a person. And when you start to think of it that way, it really can be a game changer. Let me give you an example and I'll break it down by industry. So one of the easiest things that you can do to change the level of engagement, how many people are clicking through on your email marketing campaigns or on your social posts, is to focus on your call to action button, the rectangular buttons that you're putting on that social post or that you are putting in your email. And the thing that you want to do, regardless of industry, is something that we call the inner dialogue CTA, the inner dialogue call to action. What is the person that you are marketing to thinking about inside? What are they really trying to solve for? And then when you flip the script and you put the call to action buttons, the actual words on the button, and you use kind of this inner dialogue, it changes everything. And let me give you a stat first off. This idea of doing inner dialogue call to action buttons, which are really first person call to action buttons, they will increase your click-through rates on average on the business side over 22% and on the consumer side over 25%. Just by flipping the script with some of the examples I'm about to give you here, that was for email. And on social media posts, when you do it, it will lift your overall engagement by about 15%. So let me give you an example. So let's talk about nonprofit first, because that was your question, Jenny, and I want to make sure we tackle that. So a nonprofit, like for example, when you send out your emails, and you have your button in those emails, what does every nonprofit say for the most part? The button, that rectangular button, it normally says donate or donate here because they want people to donate. But that's not the inner dialogue people should have, right? That's not what they're having when they're thinking about it. When they're getting this email from a nonprofit, what's going on in their mind is this dialogue. It's, I want to help, but does this even make a difference, right? If I donate, does it even make a difference? So instead of having donate on that button, what if it said, this matters, comma, I'm in, exclamation mark. Or the button said, let me be part of the solution. Or I'll give a month of clean water. You are then allowing the person with that inner dialogue to see themselves in that button and allows them to jump in. I mean, what would you sooner click on? Donate or I'll give a month of clean water. Right? What sounds better to you? And this is in every industry. This idea of inner dialogue crushes it. So let's say you are in B2B healthcare, super boring, whatever it is, okay? And you want someone to download your white paper or whatever garbage it is, that piece of content you have out there. What is the inner dialogue in that business-to-business healthcare category for that? The inner dialogue is, I just need to make sure this won't create more headaches, right? They're saying, if I download this thing, will this help me like solve for the issues that we're having to do things faster, better, whatever? And so if you flip the script and instead of it saying, you know, download on that call to action button, right? And it said, just show me it's compliant. Or instead of download, it said, help me avoid risk. Instead of download, it said, I need the data to convince my team. Your call to action buttons can be a sentence. They could be lots of words. They don't need to be one word. And I think that's the part that we miss. And this is why click-through rates are so much higher, right? It's not like someone's going to see the button and be like, oh my God, this is the best button I've ever seen. But when we think about marketing, social media posts or email marketing, the littlest things make a difference. You're like, oh, our click-through rates are down. It must be because we have a bad offer. We're sending out the wrong time of day. We have bad creative. It literally could be just because your call to action button stinks, right? What if you are a direct-to-consumer marketer, right? E-commerce, like, well, I can't do this inner dialogue stuff. That couldn't be further from the truth. So your inner dialogue, right, when you're trying to get someone to buy something and shop, the inner dialogue for the person that you're marketing to is, I know I don't need this, so whatever, and you're going to skip over it. That's the inner dialogue. So what you want to do instead of buy now or shop now, right, you can go even beyond, you know, make it mine. What you can do instead of shop now, you could do things like, oh, fine, I'll treat myself. That call to action button, that UGH, comma, fine, I'll treat myself. Or instead of shop now, it said, yep, adding to my cart again. Or shop now, or give me early access. I want in. Make it a little bit exciting and get in their minds. Get in their minds. And if let's say, oh, I'm in SaaS, B2B SaaS, great. Okay, instead of request a demo, it's skip the fluff, give me the demo, or I'm just here for the ROI, or convince me this is worth it, right? What would you rather click on? Request a demo or convince me this is worth it? And this is for any industry. You want to be thinking about that inner dialogue, because when you get in the mindset of who you are marketing to, this is how you win. All right, let's get into the ridiculous portion of this podcast, because why not? So we got a question in from Dave from Baltimore. Dave, what do you got? Dave said, Jay, you talk about TV a lot. Do you ever leave your house on the weekend? Well, first off, I would prefer not to, but I do. My wife's always like, let's go here, let's go there, let's do whatever. I live in South Florida, Boca Raton, Florida. Very hot here, by the way. So do I leave my house? So this past weekend, what did I do? There is a new green market that just opened up in like 5 minutes from where I live. I love a green market. I don't know why. I think everybody's very odd when you're there. I like staring at people. And so, yes, Dave, I left my house. I went to the green market. Although, here we go. I'm about to go down a rabbit hole. Oh, well, I don't understand green markets. Okay, so this green market had like, I don't know, 70 different stalls or whatever they're called. And I don't care what green market you go to. There's always random stuff being sold. So like, there was a thing that was selling lavender stuff, lavender, like everything, like lavender honey and lavender body butter and dog biscuits. I'm like, what the hell's going on with lavender? It doesn't even smell that good. Like, I don't understand how you have a business. Like, I know. What if we would make just lavender crap? What? I don't know. And then there was a booth, mushrooms, all these different mushrooms that you could buy. But I'm looking at them And I'm like, dude, if I buy this, I'm so scared that my head's going to explode because do I really trust that this rando who has a booth here got these mushrooms and it's not going to make me turn into like a psychedelic whatever? So that freaked me out. The other thing that freaks me out is some of these stalls, they sell all these soaps, these handmade soaps, right? In these weird colors and shapes. And this is so bad. I'm going to get so much hate for this. But what I do is I stare at the people that are selling it. And if they look like mildly gross, like I don't know what's going on. Like maybe they go home and like it's just like a hoarder and it's like, scary. Then I'm like, I don't want to buy their soap. But if they look like they got their act together and all that, I'm still not buying the soap. I don't care. I don't even know what I'm talking about. The thing I do like is the pickled stuff. I don't know why the pickled stuff is better than the lavender stuff, but I like pickled anything. So when people are like, oh, we have pickled this, that, or whatever, I do wind up buying pickles most often. And then the other thing there's a lot of is the crystals and the healing stones. I usually go to those booths and talk to the people just because I think that they're going to be like, you know, oh my God, you're an Aries. Do you realize that that means that you're going to go to Guadalajara and you're going to find yourself and you should go and stare at the sun? I don't know. I just love talking to these people. I don't know anything about the stones. Like, oh, this stone's so magical. What am I talking about ever? I don't know. Listen, you're awesome. Leave this review. I don't know why. Leave it a comment. That would be even better. And find me on LinkedIn. Let's connect on LinkedIn. And, I have a new YouTube channel. Check it out. At Schwedelson. I am trying. This is hard. If you go and you subscribe, you'll be my best friend. You're awesome. And go buy some lavender or something later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.